Greg? Yes. Hang on, we're going on. So you're no relation to the Wynn family in Vegas?
No, I wish I had his money.
And you, you're not the guy that did Bruce Almighty?
No, no, I'm not that fellow either.
No, but that guy kind of had a similar story, right? He made a ton of money in Hollywood doing Jim Carrey movies, and then he decided to check out and go find the meaning of life.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in business, took two companies public, not a lot of guys that have actually led to two IPOs, and I did retire from business and then spent the last 10, 12 years of my life trying to understand, if you will, the meaning of life. You're right.
Your name's Craig Wynn.
It is.
Have you written a book? Are you selling a DVD? What are you doing?
Oh, no, I don't sell anything. Everything that I have discovered, I give away for free. But I've written 7,000 pages worth of books that analyze everything from the Islamic religion to the Torah to Christianity to Judaism, you name it, as well as the direct correlation between Islam and terrorism.
Craig, oh, there's a connection? Craig.
Yes.
I mean, you know, what an insult. What an insult. I, honest to God, what an insult, the fact that we can't say that. Yet one insane person that shouldn't have a gun goes and kills with the gun, and, well, we got to get rid of guns. But yet over and over we keep seeing all over the world people in the name of Islam doing just the most horrific things, slaughtering Christians, slaughtering Jewish people, but there's no connection. We can't say anything. All religions are the same. Every country's the same. Well, I'm sorry. I think America's a little bit better than Beirut. But we can't say that now. It's quite insane. So, but I want to set up who you are, though, because I'm not sure I understand.
Okay.
You did something kind of like Amazon, and you sold it for $1 billion, and then you decided to go, you had enough money and decided to go explore.
Correct.
Okay. And by the way, I, in my life,
yes,
everybody says, and it's everybody listening, everybody always says, God, I'd like to make a lot of money and go to a deserted island or go do this. Nobody ever does it. I have met one person that actually did it. And I don't think I could do it. I wish I was the kind of guy that could do it. Like, if I won the lottery, I admire that you were able to actually do it.
Yeah, I actually didn't go to the deserted island. I work 6 days a week, about 12 hours a day, but I do research. And I share what I have learned with people whose minds are open, who are eager to know what's happening in the world and
all
why
right.
it's happening.
All right, so for this show, I did meet with a Muslim brother. It's very clear what they want, and that is all of us dead. Either submit, you know, either submit. Right. Islam means to convert, so we either convert or die. It's very clear, and I understand that Americans don't understand because we're fed propaganda and lies care of our media.
Correct.
But when you actually go meet these people, and in a weird way, I hate to give them credit, because they're honest. They say, yeah, we want to cut your heads off. We want to kill every Jewish person. We want to kill every Christian.
Correct.
And I often hear about the moderates, although I didn't meet a single moderate.
It's actually impossible, Mankow, to be a moderate Muslim, according to the Quran. The Quran's ninth surah says that if you're a peaceful Muslim, then jihadist Muslims must kill you so that Allah can attend to your torture in the hottest places in hell. So according to the Quran itself, you can't be a moderate or peaceful Muslim.
Well, and, you know, you bring up the virgin thing. You bring up a lot of this stuff that has, you know, the wearing of the beekeeper costumes, all of this. It's all made up stuff that isn't anywhere. It's not anywhere near Islam, so I don't know. Anyway, look, I've been over there. I've been into the Palestinian region, and it's like, we want the land, and then we want to kill everybody.
Correct.
It always ends with me and you, and if you're Sunni, you want to kill the Shiites, and the Shiites want to kill the Sunnis. And I mean, let's be honest, and there is no, again, I've been brought up with the moderate, and these poor people. Well, I wonder if we had Mexico or Canada lobbing missiles in every day and teaching their children to kill us, I wonder if we'd want to give up more land to Mexico or Canada. But this is what we continually ask of Israel. It's
as insane as Neville Chamberlain giving up the high ground of Czechoslovakia to Nazi Germany, which served as the catalyst for the last world war. If this administration gets what it wants and sacrifices the West Bank of Israel to the Muslims, we'll be in World War III.
And that's always been predicted, right? Now look, I walk through, and you can go online and see it, Mankow at Megiddo or Mankow at Armageddon, and it really is something. I mean, consider China, consider Russia, consider the Jewish folks, consider the Christians. Where in the world would we all meet up? Well, it makes sense that it would be in that valley that's been predicted for thousands of years. having traveled the world, the Muslims think something's coming. Our Jewish friends think something's coming. The Christians believe something's coming. An event is about to happen. You spent your time studying this.
Correct.
Tell me, what have you learned? Teach us. Teach me.
Well, sure. I can begin where you are right now, which is what the next event is. And the prophet named Isaiah, it's actually Yashayah, means the salvation is from Yah. In the 17th and 18th chapter, he speaks of exactly what we're witnessing right now in Syria. And he says that Damascus is going to fall. It's going to become a heap of ruins. The government of Syria is going to fall. So the Sunni jihadists that America is backing that are actually worse than Assad are going to prevail. And we're going to have a terrorist state in Syria. And then the prophecy goes on to say that as a result of that, the world's going to react to it by trying to appease the Muslims, who are now armed to the teeth with American weapons. We supply 25 times more weapons to the Muslims than we do to Israel. That the concession is going to be that Israel's going to be thinned at the waist and become unsustainable, is what the prophecy reads, which means the West Bank is going to be sacrificed. Immediately thereafter, there's going to be, it's a tidal wave is the term that's used, and an absolute flood of Islamic jihadists into Israel. But this time Israel cannot defend itself. So God himself is actually going to intervene. Now, that's not the Armageddon war that you're speaking of. That war happens 3 years later. But that's what God predicts is going to happen.
Craig, you know how tough it is for me not to talk.
I'm sorry.
Well, look, I just have to say we have to, you know, I have so much to say. We helped Syria and Libya, and oh wow, we lost all of these, you know, shoulder to rocket missiles, and we're training all these people. We trained Saddam, we trained Bin Laden.
Correct. We made our enemy.
And so when I see what's taken out of my paycheck, mm-hmm. when I see the fines and the fees here, land of the fee, forget land of the free, it ain't land of the free.
No.
And I hear that, well, you know, I work hard, but I'm not paying my fair share, and I realize. And by the way, I must say, traveling the Middle East, there are people that rock back and forth, the Libyans, and they just can't wait to kill us. And then there are people that are not that interested in killing.
Correct.
Just based on my experience, the Jordanians seem like the most level-headed, but whatever. Why are we their military? Why are we the Syrian military? Why are we Libya's military? Why are we training these people that are sworn to kill us? Okay, now, I also have read different prophecy, and I've read the Muslim prophecy, the Jewish prophecy, the Christian prophecy, and it does seem to me like we are going to live in an era where we're going to see Islamofascists going door-to-door in Israel and killing people house-to-house. Is that what you're talking about?
They will, but Israel will not be completely destroyed. It's going to be badly damaged, but not completely destroyed by these Islamic terrorists. Finally, it says they run out of people to kill.
They're going to run out of people to kill.
They're going to run out of people to kill. That's ultimately what happened with Muhammad in the first 10 years of the Islamic era.
Wait. You're telling me that it's going to get so bad in Israel they're going to run out of people to kill? So they're going to kill everybody.
The stage is Syria first. The jihadists in Syria will run out of people to kill. And then in Israel it will be so much devastation that the only way that Israel survives is God himself has to intervene.
If America was the Islamic world and Israel was a state, it would be Rhode Island. Is that a fair comparison?
Correct.
If you look at the map and you see
tiny
Islam, it's a pinprick.
Correct. Less than 1/100 of 1% of the world's landmass.
Less than 1/100 of 1%
of the world's landmass.
And isn't it interesting that darkness wants to blot out that speck?
Yes, that's because God, whose name is Yahweh, has decided that he was going to use that group of people to proclaim his message, and so all forces of evil throughout history have wanted to silence them.
It is something, isn't it? Since the beginning of time, that speck of land has been so important. All right, sir. So, you know, look, now let me play, and I don't need to play devil's advocate anymore because God needs an advocate. Evil doesn't need an advocate. Evil's now running the show. So I hate to say that, but let me just play the other side of the person listening.
Okay.
You made billions of dollars in the Internet, and you're and so you know computers. You're obviously a smart guy, and you're talking about ancient mumbo-jumbo prophecy stuff? What in the world? So why are you concerned with ancient prophecy? And what do you say to the people that say, you know, they say this is just religious mumbo jumbo, it's not true, and you're wasting your time?
Can I back up and explain how I got to this point initially, which was where we began?
Yes.
Which is that after having met with Al-Qaeda immediately after 9/11 and asking them why they were killing us and having them quote from the Islamic Quran and Hadith, I was confronted with a challenge, the same challenge every American should have embraced, one that you've now embraced, which is that have they corrupted their religion or has their religion corrupted them? And so I went out and found All of the original source material for Islam, the Quran and Hadith sources that were written within 200 years of Muhammad's life, I put them all together chronologically, and then I wrote the book Prophet of Doom, which is the most complete analysis of the Islamic scriptures, including the Quran. And what I learned was that these Muslims have not corrupted their religion. The terrorists' religion, Islam, has corrupted them. And so, having done the most systematic evaluation of the Islamic scriptures ever written in Prophet of Doom, and it's available free, I'm not trying to sell anything, prophetofdoom.net, I then decided, well, are all religions really this worthless? Are they this demonstrably untrue? Would evidence and reason destroy every religion? And I immediately turned my attention to Christianity, which I knew had some 100 unanswerable questions, the things that you just can't answer rationally about Christianity. And I decided, even though I had considered myself a Christian, in fact, I was an ordained ruling elder in the Christian church, that I would evaluate my own religion the same way I did Islam. And that's how I came to start reading the Torah, Prophets, and Psalms. And then I learned Hebrew and started to study it, the Dead Sea Scrolls, the oldest manuscripts available.
Yeah.
And the God that I met there is so radically different than the religious God. And what I found out is the actual God hates religion.
I've been in those caves. I've actually, with linen gloves on, felt the Dead Sea Scrolls. I'm not sitting here bragging. Look, the fact is that an ambassador from Turkey, here in Chicago, and it was an audience of a lot of Jewish folks and politicians and Obama friends and Hillary fans, and he said a bunch of things, and I went, excuse me, but you're lying.
Yes.
And we have to understand that these folks, we have no problem with Israel, we have no problem with Christians, we have no problem with Jewish folks, and of course, they tell us whatever we want to hear, and we need to understand, as Americans, my children are brought up to tell the truth, they are brought up to lie to the infidel, and Islam means submit. They do not want to coexist. And it is not just religion. It is also, and I have Muslim friends, and I know good Muslim people, and I don't think they realize, and of course, a true American Muslim has never read their Bible, their Quran, because they can't. They can, and you and I shouldn't have read it. You can only read it in Arabic. So the only way that they can ever hear it is by going to, a temple and hearing it read. So that's why it's so dangerous when these guys stand up in their mosques and interpret it, because it's just dangerous. What is the mark of the beast?
The mark of the beast is actually, if you look at the oldest manuscript of Revelation that it's written on, is in the name of Allah. It's not the number 666. If you look at the oldest manuscript of Revelation, there are 69 pre-Constantine manuscripts that date prior to Constantine.
Wow.
And
you blew my mind.
It's in the name of Allah. Is what it reads.
You blew my mind.
Yeah.
Okay. What about this, 400,000, 350, 400,000 people came to this top rabbi's funeral in Israel, and he said, oh, by the way, the Savior's already been here. His name was Jesus, and he's coming back soon. And, and a lot of Israel was upset about it.
Yeah, his name's not Jesus. There was no one named Jesus. His name was Yahusha.
Yeah.
Yahusha means Yahweh saves. It's amazing that you have a religion that claims to be based on an individual, that the religion doesn't know his name and has no interest whatsoever in what he actually had to say.
Okay, so what do we have wrong? I'm going to church on Sunday. Am I wasting my time?
Yes. Counterproductive.
Well, what are they teaching me that's wrong?
Almost everything. They have a God that dies. God can't die. They have a Trinity that's a Babylonian myth. They pay no attention whatsoever to what God wrote in his Torah. They claim that his Torah is a set of laws that you can't obey. Torah doesn't mean law. It means teaching. Christianity is based upon Paul's letters. Paul went to war against God. Paul's myth was...
Well, Paul was a Christ. He killed Christians. You're saying a good chunk of the New Testament is a lie?
Half of it. Now, I'm not saying that casually. I've written a 1,000-page analysis of...
I can write 2,000 pages. That doesn't mean it's true.
We go to go to questioningpaul.com. Again, free. I'm not selling anything to anybody. There has not been a single person on this planet amongst the tens of thousands who have read questioningpaul.com who have come out of the end of that book remaining a Christian. It's impossible. So the question is, are you going to go where evidence and reason goes when it impugns your religion? Because there is something vastly superior to religion.
Okay, I call him Jesus. You don't call him Jesus. How would he have me behaving? How would he have us behaving? Do you believe he was the Son of God?
Yes.
Okay.
God's name is Yahweh.
Yahweh. So how would you have us behaving, and what do we have wrong?
Well, his testimony was consistent with Yahweh's testimony. What Yahusha said is that he came to affirm the Torah. Torah means teaching, and the moment you recognize that Torah is a set of instructions that guides us to the covenant relationship with Yahweh, and what the covenant means, which is a family relationship where God is our Father. He's not a Lord. He is our Father. And you recognize there are five specific terms and conditions for participating in the covenant, and five rewards for those who participate, and that salvation is afforded to those who participate in the covenant. Once you understand that, then you're golden. And observe the Torah doesn't mean keep a bunch of laws. It means use your eyes to close
the
commandment and carefully consider what God has said, and then embrace it based upon what you have come to understand.
What's the next thing that's going to happen according to prophecy that you've studied? What should we be looking for in the news?
The Sunni jihadists are going to prevail in Syria.
Well, they already are.
No, actually, Assad is prevailing over the.
Well, no. So that government's going to topple and.
Yes. And by the way, the Syrian war, which we call a civil war, is not a civil war. It's a proxy war, and it's being fought because America invaded Iraq and gave Iraq to Iran. Had America not invaded Iraq and given it to Iran, there would be no Syrian war being fought at this point.
All right. Listen, Craig Wynn, Prophet of Doom is his book. Christians, Jewish folks, Muslim folks, everybody believes something huge and supernatural is about to happen. Do you believe something's about to happen, and what is it?
Yes, God gave us his timeline. He's going to return on the Day of Reconciliations in what is year 6000, yeah, that's 2033. So if you want to know when the next major supernatural event is, it will be on the Day of Reconciliations. That's October 2nd on our pagan calendars in 2033, which is year 6000, yeah.